السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر میں جاؤں, سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر میں جاؤں, کسے غمِ جان و دل سناؤں, کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤں. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر میں جاؤں, کسے غمِ جان و دل سناؤں, کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤں. For us there is no support. Whichever way we turn, whichever way we look, on whomsoever we trust, we will be disappointed, we will fail, we will not find the fulfillment of our needs, our desires, we will not find the fulfillment of our ambitions and the realization of our goals. There is no support for us besides the support of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore he says, سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں. Whichever direction I go, to whichever organization I turn, whether it's the United Nations, or whichever country I turn towards, whether it's the United States, or Britain, or France, or Germany, it's useless. It's useless. Besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is no one that we can rely upon, we can trust, we can have faith in, and we can believe in, that he has the might and the power and the resources to help the Muslim Ummah dominate and overpower their enemies and cause Islam to flourish and spread. There is no one besides Allah Ta'ala. If we are not finding it, if we are not acquiring it, achieving it, then there is a weakness somewhere in the link between us and that Allah. We don't say that don't use the ammunition, don't use other methods and other ways, but besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we will not find that support, we will not find that help coming from anywhere. Hearts are between the two fingers of Allah Ta'ala. In whichever direction he turns, that is what we will witness in this world. So unfortunately the Muslim Ummah today finds itself extremely weak in every part of the world, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Kashmir, and even India, which is burning, Afghanistan, everywhere. Alhamdulillah, those who are the Mujahideen of Islam, those whom Allah Ta'ala has given some strength of Iman, then they are giving their lives for the sake of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, for which they will be rewarded with Shahadat. But when we are talking about the assistance and the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala coming to the Ummah, then there is that missing link somewhere. And we all know where the missing link is. Each and every one of us, we all know our weakness, our shortcomings, our sins, the evils in our lives. And so we have to remedy it somewhere. Then we will get Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's help and assistance. He says, who must I show that pain in my heart to? سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں, کسے غمِ جان و دل سناؤں, کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤں. Brothers, this is not a qawwali, which we just listen and we enjoy entertainment and pleasure. Therefore, don't worry about the voice. I'm feeling very weak today, but listen to the message. सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे हमें जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہیں وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہیں The people of the world are absolutely unloyal, unfaithful, untrustworthy. No matter what you do for them, how much our Muslim countries try to please these so-called superpowers. They compromised everything of their deen and fell at the feet of these powers so that they may get their help and assistance and their dollars and everything else. But you think they appreciated all that? ये दुनिया वाले तो बेखबर हैं ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं वफा की कीमत से बेखबर हैं ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं वफा की कीमत से बेखबर हैं फिर उनको दिल दे के जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं ये बुत जो मोहताज हैं सरापा ये बुत जो मोहताज हैं सरापा गुलाम उनका बनूं तो क्यों कर He calls them idols. He said, these idols which are absolutely useless. Why should I become their slave? Ye but jo muhtaj hain sarapa ghulam unka banu to kyun kar غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں یہ بت جو محتاج ہیں سراپا غلام ان کا بنوں تو کیوں کر غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں Why should I reduce my value and worth in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by coming the slave of one who is already a slave? By becoming the slaves of those who are already slaves, can we in any way expect assistance and help? Can a slave free another slave? ye but jo muhtaj hain sarapa ghulam unka banu to kyun kar غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غمِ جان و دل سناؤں کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤں ये माना हमने चमन में खुश रंग गगुल से बुलबुल है मस्तो शेदा, ये माना हमने चमन में खुश रंग गुल से बुलबुल है मस्तो शेदा, मगर नशे मन जो आरजी हो तो उसको मस्कन में क्यों बनाऊं, सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं, किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं, मुझे तो अख्तर सुकून दिल कर मिला तो बस अहले दिल के दर पर, मुझे तो अख्तर सुकून दिल गर मिला तो बस अहले दिल के दर पर, तो उनके दर को मैं अपना मस्कन समी में दिल से न क्यों बनाऊं, सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं, किसे हमें जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं, ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा हैं वफा की कीमत से बेखबर हैं, फिर उनको दिल दे के जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं, ऐ मेरे दाता ऐ मेरे मालिक ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे वाली, ऐ मेरे दाता ऐ मेरे मालिक ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे वाली, शाहनशाह दो आलम तू है सबसे तेरी सरकार है आली, शान तेरी हर आन नई है गाह जमाली गाह जलाली, शान तेरी हर आन नई है गाह जमाली गाह जलाली, वो भी अजब खुशबख्त है जिसने कल्ब में तेरी याद बसाली, शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 ND521372 cadet, please move your car. 521372. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ Allahu Allah, 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 Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ اللہ illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah. Meri Durood Sharif, and let's make dua for ourselves and families and the entire ummah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ O my Rahim Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my kind, compassionate, caring Allah, forgive each and every one of us. O Allah, we know that it is because of our weakness, because of our sins, because of our evils, because of our shortcomings. O Allah, we know that it is because of these things that we are suffering everywhere in the world. O my beloved Allah, but we are asking you to forgive each and every one of us. We are acknowledging each and every sin of ours. O my beloved Allah, we are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins, whether major or minor, O my beloved Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. O Allah, those great Nabis of yours. O my beloved Allah, although they did not commit any sin, but they made so much of istighfar and tawbah. O Allah, and even if there was an error of judgment, immediately they made Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. O Allah, that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. Hey, very pyare Allah, we too are confessing before you. O Allah, we have done great injustice upon our souls. Humne apne nafso par behad zulm kiya. Allah, gunah karke humne apne hi jaan par zulm kiya. Mere Allah, tera koi nuksan humne nahi pahunchaya. We haven't harmed you in any way, O my beloved Allah. We have harmed ourselves by committing sins in abundance. But O my Allah, you want us to turn towards you. You dearly love those who seek forgiveness of their sins. You love those who turn towards you with repentance. O my beloved Allah, what else has gathered so many young people here except that we are seeking forgiveness of our sins? O my beloved Allah, we believe in you as the forgiver of all sins. O my Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. O my Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hey Allah, ab to puri ummat ki maghfirat kar de. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, too much of blood of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has oozed for the sake of this ummat. And oh Allah, so much blood of the ummat has been shed for the sake of this ummat. Hey Allah, تو اس خون کی برکت سے اے اللہ پوری امت کی مغفرت کر دے اے اللہ with the برکت of the blood of my beloved نبی علیہ الصلات والسلام and of the صحابہ کرام the تابعین the اولیاء and the شہداء of اسلام اے اللہ accept and forgive the entire ummat of نبی علیہ الصلات والسلام اے اللہ forgive our major sins and our minor sins forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights Oh my beloved Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you. We were fooling ourselves if we thought that nobody was watching us in the darkness. We were fooling ourselves if we thought that nobody was seeing us, that nobody was hearing us, nobody was listening to us. Nobody was aware of our actions and our movements. Oh my beloved Allah, it was just your kindness, your compassion and your forgiveness that you did not seize us there and then. Oh Allah, it was your tolerance that you did not seize us the moment we committed sins. Oh Allah, in the past entire ummats have been destroyed for the commission of sin by a few ummatis. Ay mere pyare khuda, how loving you are. How kind you are, how forgiving you are, that in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink. You are giving us so much clothes to wear, shelter above our heads. Oh Allah, there are millions of people in the world who have become refugees. Oh Allah, there are millions of them who have got not even a slice of bread for the whole day to eat. There are millions of them, oh my beloved Allah, that if they see a few sips of water somewhere, if they just see a little bit of water somewhere, oh Allah, they consider it as a great ne'mat. Allah, we are unappreciative of the great ne'mat that you have blessed us with. Lekin mere Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Hamare gunahon ke upar hum nadim aur sharminda hai. Oh Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, we are ashamed of our sins. But who else do we have besides you to take our sins to for forgiveness? Ay Allah, there is no one in the world who can forgive us besides you. Even if our sins are like the mountains, Oh Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which can blow up huge mountains. Oh Allah, if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Yeah. Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Allah, tere daryaye rahmat ka ek qatra hamare gunahon ko maaf karne ke liye kaafi hai. Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us sinful ones, oh Allah, if you have to reject us, then who is it that will accept us? Oh Allah, there is no other door for us that we can go and beg. There is no other home for us within which we can go and beg. There is no other deity for us before whom we can extend our hands. Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Whatever we may be, oh Allah, but we are yours. Whoever we may be, but we are yours. We are sinful, no doubt, my Allah. Our hearts have become pitch black with our sins. Oh Allah, we listen to the verses of the Quran Sharif. We listen to the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We listen to so much of waaz and nasihat. But oh Allah, we do not make a slight movement from our sinful lives. But oh Allah, whatever it may be, we are yours. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum gunegar hai. Hum sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod kar mere maula jaye kahan, tere siwa koi hamara sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ae Allah, tu hamara ban ja. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Become ours and make us yours. Oh Allah, the enemies of Islam have all ganged up to destroy the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, Kashmir mein, Afghanistan mein, Palestine mein, Chechnya, Bosnia, Hindustan, sare alam ke andar ay Allah, musalmanon ki jaane ja rahi hai. The Muslim lives have become so cheap, oh my beloved Allah. Innocent women, children, old, feeble, weak, sick. No one is spared, oh my beloved Allah. Their homes are being razed to the ground. Oh Allah, they are being bulldozed. Oh my beloved Allah, millions have been made into refugees. Allah, those who were living a life of contentment and satisfaction and abundance and plentiful, oh my Allah, today they have to beg at the doors of others. Mere Allah, tu musalmanon ke haal par raham farma. Allah, فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما. مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما. Protect and safeguard مسجد اقصا, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, either give hidayat to these enemies of Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, give them iman and Islam. Make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, and they have become obstinate, and they have made up their minds that they are going to trouble the Muslim Ummah, that oh Allah, send your forces against them. Oh Allah, you have unlimited forces. Oh Allah, the wind is your force. The fire is your force. The waters of the ocean are your forces. Tiny little birds are your forces. Tiny little insects and creatures are your forces. Oh my Allah, the snow is your force. Oh my Allah, gale force winds are your forces. Allah, send your forces against them. And Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, aaj bhi tu wohi Badr wala Allah hai. Aaj bhi tu wohi Khandaq wala Khuda hai. Allah, you are the same Allah that was in Fatah Makkah. You are the same Allah that sent the Ababil against the army of Abraha. Allah, aaj bhi tu wohi Khuda hai. You are powerful, you are almighty. Oh Allah, there is no weakness in you. There is no shortcoming in you. Oh Allah, we are weak. Our link has become weak. Our Islam and our deen has become weak. Oh Allah, we have become weak. But oh Allah, you are almighty, all powerful. Ay Allah, tu musalman mujahideen ki madad farma. Musalmano ke haal pal ab to raham farma. Mere Allah, there is no one to pass the head of shafqat and muhabbat over the heads of the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, the Muslim governments, the only thing they do is pass resolutions. Ay Allah, unko tu hidayat de. How can they witness the destruction of so many masajid and so many innocent lives? And oh Allah, how can they witness the siege of Masjid-e-Aqsa and stay far away and pass resolutions and ask the United Nations for help? Mere Allah,
ہم تیری طرف رجوع کر رہے ہیں. This is also a major sin of the ummah, oh my beloved Allah. اے اللہ اب تو ہم تیری طرف رجوع کر رہے ہیں. We are turning towards you. We are extending these begging bowls before you. We are extremely weak, oh my Allah. Do not test us anymore. Oh Allah, don't test the ummah anymore. We have got nothing left to be tested, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are on the brink of disaster. Even our iman is at stake, oh Allah. So many have even lost their faith in iman. Ay mere Allah, ab to tu raham farma le. Allah, tu hamare hal par karam farma. Allah, bless us all with prosperity. Bless us with long life. Bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing, oh my Allah. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ay Allah, cure us from all our ailments and diseases. Ay Allah, shifa is in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Oh my Allah, bless us all with good health. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, oh Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and get them out of all their qaraz and their debts. Ay mere Allah, protect us and safeguard us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest, or from the money lenders on interest. For interest will bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties and problems in our lives. Ay mere pyare Khuda, bless us with good health, bless us with contentment, bless us with satisfaction, bless us with your ma'rifat, bless us with your yaqeen, bless us with your muhabbat. Oh Allah, bless us with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bless us with your qurb and closeness, oh my Allah. Make us that fish, oh Allah, that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Bless us with that closeness of yours and that bond of yours, oh Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Allah, strengthen and solidify our iman. Allah, humare iman ko to masboot farma. Allah, give us istiqamat on our deen. Ay mere pyare Allah, clean and purify our hearts of greed, of malice, of pride, of envy, of jealousy, of evil passions and desires. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i-siddiqeen. Ay mere Allah, till our dying day, oh my Allah, use us for the service of your deen. Ay Allah, protect us and safeguard us from adultery, from fornication. Protect us and save us from fraud, from cheating, from deceiving, from gambling, from missing our salats. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us from all sins, whether major or minor. Ay Allah, we have to leave this world one day. We are witnessing the death of thousands of people in the world. Sudden deaths, oh my Allah. One minute filled, they are fit, healthy and strong. Plentiful of wealth and plentiful of every namat. And suddenly, oh Allah, the enemies of Islam destroy them. Oh Allah, some other natural disasters and they are gone. Oh, there's killings and murders and hold-ups and they are gone. Ay, mere Allah, give us the tawfiq to take lesson. That our life is temporary and transitory. We do not know when our time will come to depart from this world. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery. Don't let the angel of death visit us in some hotel room committing fornication. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy porn movie or with some filthy magazine in our hands. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in some fraudulent deal. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouths. Oh Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike. Whenever it is the time for us to depart, let it be a death of barakat and rahmat. Our parents, wives, children, brothers, sisters, whosoever has passed away. Oh Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, those whom they have left behind, give them sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem. Oh Allah, when the time of our death comes, call us over to Madina Tayyiba. Madina Tayyiba ke andar hame shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Ay Allah, Madina ki paak sar zameen mein hame shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Jannatul Baqi mein dafan naseeb farma. Ay Allah, if our death is not muqaddar, the wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Show us some tajalli of yours that our ruh comes dancing towards you. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them.
تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، ان کے اجتماعات کو قبول فرما، اے اللہ خانقاہوں کی محنت، مشائخ کی محنت، مساجد، مدارس، دارالعلوم، تصنیف و تالیف، مجاہدین کی محنت، اے اللہ سب کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما. Accept the خدمت and service of every work of deen. اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم so much duas he made for us. All his life he made duas for us. He was so concerned about the ummat that is passing away too. That concern was there of the ummat. Ay mere Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you shed so much blood, that ummat for whom you teared so much, that ummat for whom you sacrificed so much, that ummat for whom when you went into sajda, intestines of animals were placed on your back, that ummat for whom so many shaheeds, even in your own family, but that ummat today is in the gambling dens, in cinemas, in theaters, in all the haram places, so much so that filth and haram of the worst kind can be seen on the television screens in Madina Tayyiba and Makkah Mukarrama. Ay Allah, just a few meters away from the Rawza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is informed of this, how much of injury and pain we must be causing to that Nabi. Ay Allah, lekin tu hame maaf kar de, ab tu hame maaf kar de. Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, parents and children, wives and husbands, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is nothing but division, disunity, quarrels, arguments. However, Allah, when the ummah is going through such trying and testing times, where do we have the time for such kind of petty arguments? Mere Allah, ab to humare hal par raham farmale. Ay Allah, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe tufail mein, humari duao ko qubool farma. All the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of goodness for us, bless us with that goodness. Our parents, wives, children, and all the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Oh Allah, protect us, protect our families, protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا، زمین میری. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین. As I announced last week that inshallah حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہ will be arriving on Saturday morning at Johannesburg. He should be there for about a week and then coming to Durban. But he's almost close to his 80s now, or late 70s, and he's on wheelchair, so you must not expect bayans and long lengthy wars and talks as he used to give in the past. But to be just in the company of such salihin and such great awliya and such great arif villas, it causes an inqilab and a revolution in the heart of the person who has kept his sinuses unclogged. I always say that you must have an open mind, you must have your aqidat right, your muhabbat there, and after that you will benefit. So inshallah I should be here the following week, so we will not be having a program on Monday, but I should be coming back on Wednesday or Thursday. So inshallah we will have a zikr majlis next Thursday, and I will inform you of his further program inshallah. It seems that we are close to the days of Qiyamah now, or at least the coming of Imam Mahdi, that all the great ulama are going one by one. Hazrat Maulana Qazi Mujahidul Islam passed away a few hours ago. And a great scholar, a great jurist of Islam, a person who is on his sick bed, he wrote a whole on qaza, or the Islamic law, a 2,000 page book on his sick bed recently while she had cancer in that state, but he passed away last night or just a few hours ago. May Allah Ta'ala bless him with the higher stages in Jannat. He was appointed the president of the All India Muslim Personal Law Board, which deals with all these type of issues, and also he was a president of so many other organizations, and he was the chief qazi of India. What a great loss. And it comes just a year after, or hardly 7 or 8 months or a year after, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi, who was the ex-president, or who was the president at the time, passed away. And then we had Hazrat Maulana Ashiq Elahi Sahib of Madina Munawwara, another very great scholar. And so therefore appreciate this ulama of that caliber who are still existing and living. We don't find many of them. You will find many like us, but you won't find many of people of that caliber. So make a lot of dua for them too. May Allah Ta'ala bless them.